Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Good morning. I'm so thankful you're back and you're joining us for another episode of Coffee with Rhonda. And for this one, I kind of feel a little bit like Where is Waldo, because I'm actually in San Antonio today visiting family for the weekend. So I'm excited to be back for another episode. My name is Rhonda Williams. I am your host for the show. And y'all, just to know a little bit about me, you probably know about me, but I'm a registered nurse, former hospital chief nursing officer and CEO, currently the founder and president of Dream Life Enterprises and Dream Life Leadership Academy, where we help leaders shift from overwhelmed to overjoyed. Also, we are in the process of launching our mastermind group, Dream Life by Design, which actually has its first episode upcoming on August 10th. I'm so very excited about that, about helping you reach your goals, push farther and faster and higher than you've ever thought possible. I'm a three-time author and just loving life at the moment. It is all about me. I'm sorry, but I am in the point of my life where I am being self-full, but not selfish. So I am now going to turn it over and ask these wonderful ladies to introduce themselves. Marae, do you want to say good morning?
Oh, yeah. Good morning. Really excited to be in another episode. My name is Mireille. I'm an engineer by background and known as the greatness engineer. I'm the founder and CEO of MT Energy and also of Mireille Telecuma Global Leadership, which focus on helping people to unleash their greatness and to become the best that they can be. So I'm very happy to be here. I'm also an author and I do a lot of things, and I always say that I'm a superwoman. So good.
Welcome, superwoman, with your cape and all.
I do it all, you know.
Awesome. And you look quite beautiful doing
so
it.
There are challenges, but I'm happy with what I do. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Roz?
Good morning. I am Roz Jones, the CEO and owner of Jacksonville's Best Caregivers. When you can't do it all, give us a call. You know, we provide four levels of care: sitter, homemaker, companion, home health aide, and certified nursing assistant, coming to you from the sunny state of Florida. And where I am right now, I'm with a client. We're out on a field trip. You know, I'm always in the car traveling.
You can do it all. Give us a call.
And so I'm
consistently on the move.
Yes, ma'am. Always on the move. So I'm with my client. She's getting her hair done. Then we're going to lunch. Then we're going to get a pedicure and a manicure. So this is self-care Saturday for us.
Oh, I love it. Self-care Saturday. Awesome. I'm doing a little bit of that self-care here in San Antonio too. It involves eating a lot of Mexican food. So I'm just putting that out there right now. Okay. So, all right, Miss Bernadette. I think you're on mute.
Mm-hmm, she's on mute. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we
yes.
can. Yes.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies. I'm glad to be back again. Last week, I was at a beautiful wedding in Vienna and Herndon, Virginia. I had an awesome time. But my name is Bernadette Evans. I am a licensed minister. I'm the founder of Bernadette Evans Ministries, Women Winning in Life. And I'm also the founder of Purpose, Power, and Profits, professional and personal development business, where I coach personal and professional development from a Christian perspective or from a biblical-based perspective. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad to be here.
Wonderful. So great to have you. And so lady, we're gonna get our topic started today. And our topic of conversation today is about letting go. And, you know, I think about it from women. I know that there is so much that we do, so much we are trying to attempt to do, so many things we feel really good about and other things we don't feel so good about, the things that are happening in our lives. We go through our stumbles and our challenges. And as I thought about letting go, I thought, so what is it that we're needing to let go? At a time in my life, I needed to let go of a relationship, right? I needed... there was also in my life where I needed to let go of a role, a position. I needed to just get over it and let it go. I've been in a position where I've had to let go of a business that I started that was, I thought at the time, my baby, right? And so I've been through all of these different transitions and areas where, you know what, frankly, I had to learn to just let it go. And as I get us started today, I'm going to read something from you. This comes from Jamie Ratliff. And she does this writing that is encouragement based and motivational, and she helps people transition in life. And she says the phrase let it go used to really irritate her because she didn't really know what it meant or how to do it. And then she goes on to say, letting go in this sense is about releasing all doubt, worry, and fear about a situation, person, or outcome. It's releasing anything that disrupts your happiness and no longer serves you on your journey.
Wow.
Letting go is a choice to decide that you will no longer ruminate on things that are out of your control and focus on what you can control. And then she says, letting go creates space for fresh beginnings, stripping you of what happened yesterday and enabling the doors of brand new opportunities to open for you today. It's about accepting what is happening right now and not worrying about what will come up tomorrow. I read that and I absolutely loved it because it started to really resonate with me. So I started to think, well, what is our struggle? So the first question that I have for you ladies is, why do you think that we sometimes struggle so much with letting things go and these transition points that we get to in our life?
Ooh.
And I'll toss it out there for you, Bernadette, if you'll get us started.
Sure. You know, I'm glad that you tossed it out to me because I was thinking about that as you were speaking. You know, Rhonda, I believe that the difficulties that we have with letting go all starts in our mindset. Everything is about a mindset and about a belief system. And as recently as just last night, you know, I was, you know, I'm planning this trip to Africa. And so because I'm planning a trip to Africa, of course, I've been doing a lot of research, just looking at different countries on the continent of Africa. And to my surprise, Africa, many places in Africa is developed. I was looking at the 10 most developed countries in Africa. And so many of the places are highly developed. They look just like the United States, but for some reason, and I think that it has a lot to do with media, a lot to do with growing up, a lot to do with, you know, these lies that we've been taught to believe about different places and different cultures. And so I'm sitting there last night about 11:30 in awe of this beautiful continent, looking at places like Lagos, Nigeria, that's so developed, and looking at other places that Tanzania and all these beautiful places that are highly developed. And so, you know, I had to let go. I had that challenged my thought, my mindset about what I believed Africa or the continent to be about. And then the other thing is that I think letting go also is our own beliefs about ourselves. I think that's also a challenge that we have, letting go of our beliefs about who we are as individuals and who we are as God's creation. You know, I like reading the Message Bible because to me, it speaks like I speak. It speaks in my vernacular. I'm reading this, and one of the scriptures that I read just this week was, I was conceived in love, that God conceived me in love. And it's in the Beatitudes where Jesus is talking about being good. Excuse me. Where Jesus is speaking about the fathers being good to their children. If your child asks you for a fish, would you give him a snake? And so he says in this passage that if you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more does your heavenly Father know how to give good gifts to you? However, in the Message Bible, it says that you were conceived in love, and that God conceived you in love. And if you was conceived in love, how much more does God want to give you his very best? Now, for years, I've been a Christian. For years, I've been following the word of God and practicing the word of God and implementing the word of God. And I'm even a licensed minister. But you know what? Everything is always about the renewal of your mind and the renewal of your beliefs. And so letting go has to do with renewing your mind and whatever it is, whether it's spiritual, whether it's renewing your mind in your faith, in your belief system, or whether or not it's renewing your mind to a new culture or to a new, or to business, or to anything that develops, anything that requires change, requires a mind shift and a mindset.
Absolutely.
And so letting go is part of doing that, renewing your mind and shifting your mind and your beliefs.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that. It really does give us a great framework and a great perspective to work from and build the rest of our. So it really is about that shift. But Murray, it feels like we and I would say everyone in general, but women in particular, we struggle with that shift when it comes to a relationship. Ladies, how many times have you seen and you talk to a woman who is in a relationship and you say, what is this about? You know, why are you feel awful? All of these terrible things, you know, you're not being treated like a queen, you know, and you're not communicating and all of these things. And what is it that you're struggling with in terms of letting go? And I hear you hear a variety of answers, but it's a challenge for us, Murray.
Yeah, it's always a challenge because, you know, as human beings, we tend to, even if it's not the best circumstances, we tend to like what we know. So, I mean, for a certain woman, because that's what they know, they prefer to stay in you. And because of fear, I think it's fear is really strong here. So you have fear, you are ego, and all together they paralyze you. But what we need to understand, it's about balance, is that if you let go of something that actually not serving you, it helps you to lose the weight to go higher. It's just like when you are in this balance, you know, when children play on the balance. If one child just, you know, go and leave the balance, it's just going high. And that's the scare that we have as women or as human being. And I think we need to understand that when we let go of something, it's actually because this thing doesn't belong to us anymore and it's a blockage for us. So we need to leave this comfort zone to step in some, to look for something that is going to serve us and make us grow. And again, I agree with Bernadette. It's about the mindset. It's about really having faith that you are able to do this shift and nothing really terrible is gonna happen to you. Even if it's challenging, you will be able to handle it. So it's about having faith. It's about believing in yourself and also really take the risk and have the vision that you will always make it, whatever happened. And that those challenges that you might actually run into are going to be those stepping stones that are actually going to propel you to where you want to be. And I think that's where the mindset is very powerful. It's about what we think, what we believe of ourselves, what we are capable of doing, and really go for it and step, you know, step outside this comfort zone that we feel like it's protecting us, but yet it's not serving us anymore.
So, you know, so there's a couple of things. First of all, you said something really powerful. And let me just pause for a second. And if you're out there listening, say hello. You know, if you've got a comment about this topic about letting go and, you know, share your thoughts on this with us. Don't forget to tell us if you got something, what's in your cup. Y'all know I had to run downstairs to the breakfast buffet this morning and get me a cup of coffee so I can have something in my cup.
I don't have anything in my cup yet, but I'm here.
That's it. That's all.
I forgot my cup today.
Me too. I'm here.
We love. One of the things that you said, Marietta, I thought was really important was you said, this thing does not belong to you anymore. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Yes. How powerful is that? We think when we are given something, we own it. It's ours for life. Listen, forever till death do us part, me and this thing, whatever it is. And you know what? It may be in your life for a reason and a season. And that reason and that season might be past. So that's a really, really great point. And Stephanie says, what do you say for people who don't believe in God? How do they renew their minds? Because we've got people out there that don't necessarily have that connection. And what do you say? And I'll let. Mm-hmm. I have a deep faith in God and belief in God, but I recognize that there are others that don't. And so what I say to them is you can look within yourself. All of the resources that we need have been given to us. All the resources that we need come from inside. They are not external. So it doesn't really matter what you believe in so much. You can go internally and find those resources of faith, of belief, of confidence, of clarity, of vision, right? All of those. And so if you develop those things within yourself, and this is also where I lean heavily on emotional intelligence, right? Mm-hmm. Emotional intelligence is a set of principles that says when you can understand and manage your own emotions, when you can understand and really begin to see the emotions of other people, then you can put those two together and use them to create better outcomes for yourself, better outcomes in your relationships, better outcomes in general in your life, including more money and everything else. And this is all research-based and research-proven. So I am just a strong believer that when you don't have that external source to believe in, even though that's not exactly accurate if you really believe in God and he's an extension of you, or you're an extension of him and all that, right? So then that is not a technically good way to phrase it, but you all know what I mean. If you don't have that sort of external belief, then you go deep within yourself. And so Bernadette, did you want to add anything to that before we jump over the rods and get her thoughts on letting go?
I did. The question was about if you don't believe in God, how do you make that connection? You know, we live in a time now where there's so much at our fingertips. There's so much information at our fingertips. And I'm a firm believer. I've always believed in meditation. And when I say meditation, because the word of God teaches us about meditation also, it says to meditate, that when you meditate on the word of God day and night, you shall prosper. But just finding, for the person who is a non-believer, just finding positive things, finding the things that make you happy, finding the information that makes you happy, tapping into what you want to see your life grow into, and meditate on those things. If you're in a bad relationship and you know that you want a good relationship, well then start writing down. Sometimes it's a matter of writing things down. And I believe in that too. Again, I go back to the Bible because I'm a minister and that's where I am. That's my foundation. But the Bible says to write the vision down and make it plain. Though it tarry, it shall not be delayed. Though it tarries, it shall come to pass. So what I'm saying is that whatever vision you have for yourself, if you're not there, write that thing down. Meditate on that thing. If it's a good marriage that you want, write that down. It may not be with the person that you're with. You know, sometimes we have to process through life and we have to go through things, but that doesn't mean that you throw in the towel and you give up. If it's a good marriage that you want and you want to be in a better relationship, if you can't have that better relationship with the person that you're with, then whatever processes you need to go through those processes, but write it down and begin to envision those things for yourself. If you want to be, if it's business, begin to find out the business that you want, locate your gifts, locate your talents, and begin to build on those things and see yourself doing those things.
That's awesome.
So, that's what I have to add to that.
Thank you for adding that. We've got a couple people. Richard out there says this sounds like a great topic. He uses this analogy too. And he says he loves the self-care Saturday. And he says on that note, he's going to go treat himself. Regina's out there. She said, good morning, ladies. Lewis is out there. He said, hey, good morning, sis. Just enjoying the conversation. So, and then Stephanie says, thank you so much for addressing that. So we've got some folks out there paying attention and tuning in. And Roz, we're going to come to you and ask you for your thoughts on this topic of letting go that can be such a struggle for us. And at those key transition points in our life, and you can touch on whether you want to touch on relationships or business or whatever topic of letting go that you feel connected with.
I think for me and from my experiences, I think women, as we have said, and I'm not going to say all cases, but in a lot of cases, we have a harder time letting go than men. Men can stop it, mm-hmm. let it go, and keep it moving. Women, we hold on to it. And I think part of the reason why we hold on to it is because we got comfortable in the way we were being treated. Mm-hmm. We got comfortable in the situation. And sometimes if you have not been shown a better way to be treated, then you stay in it and mm-hmm. it's hard to let go. When that person leaves, you go back into that same type of relationship because you don't know. You don't know any better. And then, you know, as the other ladies were saying, you know, writing down what you want. Last week, I think, or the week before, either in confidence uh-huh. or I'm not sure which one, I said how I sit down in the morning and determine my day by writing what I did good the previous day, what I did good, what I expected. Did I accomplish my goals? Yeah. And that's the same thing we've been talking about now. You know, when the young lady was saying that she doesn't believe in God, but you know what, though? You can encourage yourself. And by encouraging yourself is sitting down and writing, because sometimes visual is a trigger for some for those.
That's right.
Nurse Rhonda knows all those chemical things, yeah. you know, all of that. I don't know all of the chemical things.
Endorphins, those things.
All of those things. So it triggers, you know, just like. If you ride by a Krispy Kreme donut, you know when the light is flashing because you can smell right. that sugar, and you know you go get a donut. You know, it's a trigger. So if you haven't had anybody saying that they love you, and you know it's time to let go, you know all you know is that you know all negative. So you got to reverse that. You have to, you know. So when you're letting go, you have to do a let go mm-hmm. process. You know, just like when you clean your house, there's a process. When you're letting go, there has to be a process to bring it to the end. And I'm guilty, you know, I have to put both hands up to sometimes I hold on longer than mm-hmm. what I'm supposed to. But in the end, how does that improve the quality of my life? Or does it, you know, hold me back from opportunities? Am I holding myself mm-hmm. back because I'm not letting go?
Yeah.
But you know, I think we all do that, you know, Roz. You know, we all mm-hmm. do that.
Oh,
we
yeah.
We all do that. On yeah. some level, we all do that.
And, you know, I look at this analogy. You guys know I love the little analogies. You know, here in Florida, we have the space station down in Cape Canaveral. Mm-hmm. And when the rocket takes off, they have the little boosters on the side, because when you get so far, some things got to fall off.
Listen. And, everything and can't hey. Go with you. That's right. Break it down, sis. Everything and everybody can't go with you.
Now everybody on, you know, listening is not believers, but I'm gonna go to the book of John, the 15th chapter, verses 1-15, where it says those things that are not growing has to be pruned in order for you to grow. So sometimes you are stagnating your growth. Because you are not pruning away, not letting go of those things in your life that's not growing. And Rhonda, that's all I have to say.
That was awesome. That was about
it's awesome.
I love it. And I love how each of you sort of contribute in a very different way. You know, mm-hmm. We think about these topics differently. And mm-hmm. sometimes when I think about letting go, for me, I think that there's often a fear associated with it, you're either feel fearful of what you are losing, right? Oh my gosh, I'm not going to have this anymore. You're fearful that other people are going to think you are a failure.
Embarrassed.
Embarrassment. Yeah, look at that. Oh, they're going to say, you know, she couldn't even do it. She left her job and tried to start a business.
She failed.
Right?
Yeah.
I told you she would
not. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Because we have all of that going on. And so with all of that and with us being pleasers at our hearts, you know, especially for women, we want to please people. We want to be perfect.
We want to be like.
Well, yeah. We want to be liked. Exactly. We really do. And so with all of that, it creates this constant state of consternation, I think. So for me, when I get in the period of transition, there's a couple of strategies that I start using. Number one, I will break down a pro and con list quick. I will break it down quick because... Mm-hmm. Oftentimes I've created an illusion in my mind that is not even real. Listen, raise your hands if you've done that. Like up here, you're living this dream. Yes, but reality is completely different, right? I'm like, so let me just give you a quick example. I was talking to a cousin and we just recently reconnected because, you know, life happens and you don't talk as much as you used to. So I was chatting with her. She's going through this thing with her man. And she said, you know, I just, you know, we just broke up. And I said, and she said, but oh man, I'm lonely. And I just really miss him. And I said, okay, well tell me about the relationship. She started telling me about the relationship. I didn't hear one thing to like. I was like, okay, all right. I get that I'm on the outside. So break it down to me from your perspective. What is it? And she said, well, you know, I guess, you know, is having somebody there. Oh, so what you really want is not to be alone. It's not necessarily that this person is doing or giving
exactly.
you anything.
And that's sometimes the problem.
He's not treating you like a queen. Mm-hmm. He's not contributing to the bills. He's coming over, eating up all your food. He ain't working. You putting out all the money, right? All of these things are going on. And you talking about, you know, you miss him? I'm like, come on, girl. Let me take this phone and shake you a little bit.
But you know what, though, Rhonda? Let me say this to you. Now, from
it's
the outside, problem.
It's,
we may see it like that. But let me tell you something. She has that. That's a primary need for her.
Yes.
And that's what we all seek out. We all seek out to be primary needs first. Mm-hmm. And so for her at this point in
that's
her
life
need. And in her belief system about herself and how she sees herself, a primary need for her is having someone be there.
Because
that's fulfilling whatever need she has. It doesn't matter that she's not being treated well. It doesn't matter that she's putting out all the money. It doesn't matter that he comes over and eats up all her food. She does not see herself at this point in her life as being worthy or deserving of having anything better. But that's the need that she's meeting, or that's the need that he meets for her right now.
Yeah,
you are asking her need,
right, Bernadette? And this is what I did with that situation. I mean, I'm joking with all of you about it, but what I wanted to do, I wanted to bring that to her attention.
Right.
I wanted to say to her, and so she actually started to get that. Okay, I guess you're right, right? It's not really him. I really don't want to be alone, and it's a fear that I have, you know, having someone there. So now you can deal with the real issue. Now you can begin to work on whatever you need to work on within yourself to know that you are worthy, you are loved, and if nothing else, you love yourself.
You love yourself, that's the most important thing.
There's many things about that. So I want to just ask you all if we could just do a quick round table and share with us any strategies or thoughts that you have that people can actually use to help them let go. So I shared with one of the things that I do is I do, I'll do a pro and con list. And I'll say, so that I can try to get real and get out of my fantasy mind that I sometimes create for those situations. The other thing that I do is I start painting the vision of the future and I start looking at it as chapters in a book. And I'll say, okay, so that was one chapter, but oh my goodness, what could the next chapter look like? And I generate excitement for myself instead of, I remove the fear, I push that away and start generating excitement. Yes, well, it might be scary, but it could also be fun and exciting. And maybe I could do this. And yes, I had to close this business, but oh my gosh, now I can focus on my coaching and my speaking and I can do these, you know, so I start creating that stuff. So those are a couple of things that I do in order to reshape my mindset so that I can go through that transition. What are some of the things that you all do? And Marae, I'm going to come to you first. Do you have any strategies for people?
Yeah, I have a strategy. It's like when, you know, your house is dirty or, you know, there's a lot of things, you declutter, you just start to look into everything and get rid of what you don't need. You take everything and you get rid of it to get some clarity, to have a clean house. And it's the same with your brain. You try to look at all your thoughts and what's really the impact? And then get rid of all the when you already have this clarity to know exactly, okay, this is what I want to accomplish. This is the way I feel. I need to get rid of this and in order to be able to accomplish what I want. And I go through this process. I try to go through this process every month, have an idea of, okay, this is what I've accomplished this month. This is my vision. This is what I've done. What's serving me here? What do I need to keep? What do I need to get rid of? And it works really.
She's freezing a little bit.
Well, if you know about what you do and really review where you are in the process, because you might actually do things, but you don't really know where you're going. You know, right. you're busy. You're just, you know, accomplishing things, saying yes to everything, but you just realize that you're actually going nowhere. You're just taking a road and then you don't know where you're going. And that's actually.
I love that part. While she comes,
and get the clarity by decluttering your mind and decluttering things around you. Yeah,
I love that, Marae. So you could be busy, all driving down this road, and you don't even know where the road leads to.
Exactly.
You haven't gotten the clarity around where you're actually wanting to go, especially at this transition point in your life. So, Roz, I'm going to come to you now. Any strategies that?
I guess I'm with you guys as well. Is that every week I sit down and say, every week I sit down and say, okay, what have I done and what haven't I done? I know for me that if I wait 30 days and review, it's not going to work for me. I have to look at my accomplishments weekly for me, and then going back to what you said with the other young lady. So far as what her needs was, sometimes safety and security in a relationship is what we need, knowing that we can give that to ourselves. You know, we can provide the security, we can provide our own safety, and we don't have to look to others for that. Everything that we need has been given to us. We have to tap into it ourselves. And sometimes, for me, it requires self-reflection. And every week I have to make a task list to say, what am I going to do for me? And then, you know, what am I going to declutter? What am I going to get rid of? Just, you know, just like everybody else was saying. So, you know, they say, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? My one bite at a time is, you know, like I said, we can review. What did I do? What did I accomplish? You know, did I have to let go of anything? What do I need to let go? Because if it's not improving the quality of my life, and it's, you know, and it's hindering me from opportunities, then it's time for me to do a mind shift.
Right. I love that. Let me just share a couple of comments here that I have. Stephanie said, she said she didn't say that she didn't believe in God, but she believes in God, but her daughter doesn't. And because she knows people that don't, she wants to be able to give them some words of advice. And she says, you're right, men let go quicker because they move on to another woman fairly quickly. We be still looking at that same old man forever. And then Stephanie said that her mom said the quickest way to get over a man is to get another one. Listen, ladies, what's up with that, right? So we break up, men are on to the next person. You know, it might not be a month or 2 months, right? 2 years later, the woman's still single. What's
so you don't address the issue.
I just want to add this. Regina says she loves the weekend review, and she said this is really, really great stuff. So, you know, it's really interesting as we talk about letting go. It's mm-hmm. something that we all, I think, struggle a little bit with. Sometimes we do a little bit better than at other times, but at the end of the day, transition is just a part of life. Change is just a part of life. And sometimes mm-hmm. we have to force ourselves to recognize that it is just that. It is just another, you know, another lane on life's highway, if you will. And you're going to change lanes frequently. You're going to get on and off the exit ramps and you're going to do all of that fun stuff. But that's the fun and the joy of life. And even in those challenging times, I was married for 25 years and I ended up getting divorced. And you know what? I look at that as a great chapter in my life. It was a great chapter. It didn't last forever, but that's okay too. I can look back on amazing times and all of the fun, and I don't have mm-hmm. to feel bad about it. Initially, I was like, oh my God, I'm a failure. We didn't make it to 50 and all of that. But after a point, I was like, girl, okay, shake it off. Get over that, because it is time to move on. Season and a reason. Season's over, reason's passed. It's time to move on. Right. And so that's what we all have to offer. And I think that all of us, thank you all for offering your words of wisdom. Any last words? And then we're going to go ahead and sign off and let people refill their coffee cups like me.
how about let me get one to start for the beginning? I don't even have
one. All right, Bernadette, we definitely going to let you get your cup of coffee so you can wake all the way up. Any other last words you ladies want to offer?
Here's what I want to say. I want to say to all the viewers, be kind to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Be kind to yourself. Be patient with yourself. This life is not a sprint. It is a marathon. Uh-huh. Enjoy the journey.
Mm.
Embrace every challenge as a stepping stone.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what it is. Your trials and your challenges are there to stretch you and to make you better. It's building your mental, your spiritual, your emotional muscles to mm-hmm. make you the best version of who you are. So mm-hmm. embrace this life with courage and with faith. And know that you win. You win.
Mm-hmm. Regardless, you win. And
you win regardless, yeah.
I was just saying to my sister the other day that there is no destination. There is mm-hmm. only a journey, right? We're often looking for a destination, that one spot. This is it. There is mm-hmm. no destination. There's just an endless journey. So if we don't enjoy the journey, we are missing.
Exactly.
That key part of the
And building on that, I think you're right, Rhonda. I mean, we live in an unlimited world with unlimited opportunity. So we shouldn't, you know, be afraid of letting go of certain things, because there are greater things coming, you know, in the journey. And
right.
we have to be faithful and take the courage to experience those things, because they are there and they are there for us. And we need to grab them. So what I want to tell the, you know, everybody listening is that believe in yourself, believe in a better future for yourself, and don't, you know, don't be afraid of letting go what's not serving you here, and to be able to enjoy the next step of your life. Oh, I lost you at certain point.
Roz, any parting words?
Yeah. I'm gonna end on this. My grandmother used to tell me something I didn't understand it when I was little, but I understand it now. They say you understand it better by and by. My grandmother used to say it's two things a woman never chases, a bus and a man.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you. You are so right. All right, okay. Ladies. And I am going to end us up on this quote. I'm going to end us on this quote that I posted on Instagram.
There is love it.
It's awesome. Isn't that awesome?
That's right.
So this is the quote. There is a reason your windshield is bigger than your rearview mirror. Where you are headed is more important than what you left behind. So on that note, thank you all for your great conversation, your words of wisdom to our viewers out there. Thank you everyone for tuning in. If you found it valuable, share. Share the video so that others can may also find some value in it. Marae, Bernadette, Roz, you ladies rock. I have so much fun with you all.
Enjoy.
Yes. Enjoy
your day.
Enjoy your day.
Enjoy my Mexican food in San Antonio.
Visit my daddy. Yes.
All that fun stuff. And my sister, hopefully I'll get to see her again too. So you all have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Take care. Bye. See you next week. Bye.
See you next week.